Zeitgeist.
How did the press conference go?
It wasn't so much a press conference as talking to the reporters who showed up.
I'm sure there's a difference in there somewhere.
It's an industry thing. It went fine.
Did they buy it?
They ate it up like kids in a candy store.
Excellent. We'll be there in an hour.
What did you tell them?
We went back to the basics. A light show that went bad, coupled with a bit of a gas leak to explain the hallucinations, and a lot of panic due to an accidentally locked emergency exit. It's gonna cost Wayne a little bit in fines, but his new buddy Lunch can handle it, I'm sure.
That's pretty clever.
Thank you very much.
So you're done?
I think so.
Good. Get packed.
I thought we were gonna be staying for a while.
The plans changed.
Did someone in the network call asking for help?
Nope.
Did you two uncover a new lead while I was gone?
No.
Then what's the hurry?
Because I said it's time to go. Now, get packed or get left behind.
I believe that Mr. Derek has come to the realization that, in the hunt for his parents' kidnappers, they may have deduced Mr. Derek's goals. And therefore, they may be targeting him now as well.
What would lead him to believe that?
I told him so.
And what would lead you to believe that?
Tonight's, unexpected events.
Unexpected? As in that pesky extra-dimensional portal that opened? Or the lion men who tried to rip our heads off?
Both. The portal that opened tonight was not supposed to occur. It was unnatural magic. Dark magic. Magic that could only have happened through the force of someone's will.
Okay, but how does that connect to Geist?
His presence, combined with the new information we have uncovered, is too great a coincidence to be ignored.
What new information? We haven't learned enough about the glyph to warrant an attack.
It appears that someone would disagree.
Are we running?
I have never known Mr. Darek to run from a challenge before. I do not believe he is going to start now. Think of it more as changing the playing field.
So where are we going then?
I do not know. He has yet to inform me.
So we're back to just being along for the ride.
It appears so, yes.
Any luck?
Mr. Derek says he will continue piloting and will inform me if he wants to be relieved.
Have you had enough lessons to take on a leg of the journey?
I have learned enough to know that takeoff and landings are the hard parts. Once you're in the air, the process is fairly simple. My main concern is that no matter how simple flying is, it is better not to have somebody exhausted behind the stick.
You haven't gotten any more sleep than he has.
This may be true. But I am far better trained to go on far less sleep. Speaking of sleep, you should go get some yourself.
I can't sleep. I've got too much on my mind. Too frustrated with Mr. Ego in there. Did you at least get an idea of where we're headed?
Nothing confirmed.
But you have a suspicion.
Of course.
Then where do you think we're going?
We are currently flying over the Atlantic Ocean, about 50 miles off Atlantic City.
New Jersey? Where are we headed? Back to France?
We would then be headed northeast rather than southeast. Granted, we are going more east than south, but...
Egypt. He's still set on going to Egypt. Don't people usually head for Europe first to refuel, rather than trying to fly straight for it?
There is nothing to say he doesn't plan to stop over for fuel somewhere. Perhaps Madrid or Barcelona.
He's going to have to, unless he's lined up an in-flight fueling, which I wouldn't put past him. This plane doesn't have tanks big enough to make it all the way there without getting a fill-up. I mean, it's got some good renovations to it, but I don't think it's that good.
You are correct.
And I thought we decided Egypt was going to be a dead end. After all, we found the Egyptian clue in Chicago.
a clue that provided more questions than answers.
So, he just packed up and decided to fly off on a wild goose chase. Oh, he's so frustrating sometimes. What gives him the right? Why is he so...
spontaneous?
Aggressive. It's his way or the highway. He's always got to be right, and he jumps in, fist first, or guns blazing, and thinks about the situation afterward, if at all.
He is der Geist.
You say it like it explains everything.
In many ways, it does.
How so?
Think about what we knew of Mr. Derek's history.
You mean the spoiled rich kid who's used to always getting his way?
No, not the road the Prussers bottled him into. By now, I would have thought it dawned on you that most of what you think you know about him is very far from the truth.
You're talking about his parents' disappearance.
I am.
From what I've seen, he was still taken care of pretty well. He still had Heinrich and Jeremy.
Mr. Heinrich is a great man, but he was not as active in Mr. Derek's upbringing as either of them would have liked.
Okay, but it's not like he was living in an orphanage. Jeremy...
was not his parent. The absence of a single parent, let alone both of them, can have a significant impact on a child's psyche. Despite the fact that their leaving was not of their choice, there were still abandonment issues that I'm sure surfaced.
And in spite of your past together, he's recently had Jeremy abandon him as well.
In a manner of speaking, yes.
So, he has issues. Welcome to the 21st century. Everyone has issues in this day and age. But everyone doesn't fly around the world looking for parents who are probably long dead.
Only because they do not have the funds to do so. And not everyone knows the truths that are out there.
He didn't know either when he started the trip. And just because you have money, it doesn't give you the right to be as nuts as you want to be.
Are you accusing Mr. Derek of being insane?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe just a little. Has anyone bothered to suggest he seek some professional help?
You mean to say a psychiatrist?
Or at least a therapist.
No.
No one has suggested it, or no, you don't think he needs it?
Both.
After everything you've just said, how can you sit there and say he doesn't need therapy?
First, part of the job. The reason we're traveling with him is to be here when he needs to talk.
I don't know about you, but I'm not a qualified therapist.
It is often easier to open up to one's friends than to someone who is paid to hear your woes.
Friends?
The two of you have grown closer over the past few weeks than either of you care to admit.
Why? What has he said about me?
It is nothing that has been said, but a friendship has started to develop.
Well, that's all it'll be.
No one has said anything different. Second, Mr. Derek visited therapists in his childhood.
This is him after therapy?
He has faced his demons, and this is how he has chosen to fight them.
But... what was that?
I don't know, but we're bound to find out.
What the heck's going on out there?
Three fighter jets came at us from the sun. For some reason, they aren't coming up on radar. So they're on top of us before I knew what was going on.
Well, get us out of here!
Really? Here I thought we should just stick around, see what they want.
Maybe throw them a tea party.
What do they want?
They're shooting at us. Want to go out and ask?
What can we do to help?
Unless someone's fitted this thing with gun ports and didn't tell me, not much.
Shocking. I thought this plane had everything.
Sit down and buckle in. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Did we cross into foreign airspace or something? Who are they?
We are over open water.
They're a hodgepodge of aircraft. I see an American FA-18E Superhawk and a Chinese J-11B flanker.
That was a Eurofighter Typhoon.
The type doesn't bother me nearly as much as what was painted on its tail fin.
The skull and crossbones?
The old international sign for pirates? Really?
Either that or they're carrying poison. Either way, it's not a good sign. Can we outrun them?
If I can get a straightaway, I could kick in the boosters. Even then, it would be a tight race. But the way they're swarming us, at least they haven't hit any of the... windows.
You just had to say it, didn't you? You just couldn't keep it to yourself and not tempt fate.
We're losing air pressure and going down fast. Ajit, grab the other stick and help me level us out. It's not working! We're going down!